Welcome to the Jesus 360 podcast, a devotional guide to the names and descriptions of Jesus given to us by the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. Brother Daniel and myself, Blair Phillips, will be co-hosting today's discussion on Jesus, the one who is surely coming quickly and exhorts those who hear to agree with the Spirit, crying, "Come." And so we are Revelation chapter 22, verse 20, the second last verse of the entire Bible and how we have it canonized. And it says, "He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." And so, Brother Daniel, right now we are honing in to this last phrase of verse 20, of the "Amen, even so, come, Lord Jesus," that John, after having heard and written and recorded and documented Jesus' third emphasis on that he's coming quickly, is moved to respond with agreement and with proclamation. "Even so, come." And so, Brother Daniel, this is really to be the cry of the church. And talk about that with us.
Well, when you read the scripture, I just recall the song sang by Misty Edwards. And she sang about the coming of the Lord so many times. And it's only appropriate for the Apostle John to end by the guidance and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit here with the response from the bride to the three proclamation from Jesus about how he wanted to come quickly. Jesus said, "Behold, I'm coming quickly. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Surely I'm coming quickly." And then we can't possibly end with a silent, with no response from the bride. But John, really by the Spirit, understood, just like Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Once again, the bride is in the position of understanding and maturity, crying out in agreement with the heart of the bridegroom and say, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." Now, that is the cry of a mature bride. However, some people ask, do we pray for Jesus to quickly come back right now? Now, Jesus come to us in several ways, because technically he's here. Where is Jesus now? He's dwelling within us. So how can we ask Jesus to come when he's already here dwelling within our hearts, right? Mm-hmm. At the same time, we know that there is more manifestation of Jesus. So we keep praying that he will manifest himself in a greater way in the society and revival. So I like the way that Mike Bickle, the founder of International House of Prayer in Kansas City, the way he said it. He said this: Jesus come for us, Jesus come to us, and Jesus also come with us. And all this seems to be some form of semantics or wordplay, but they are not. Let's break it down a little bit. When we pray now, we can say, "Jesus come with us," even though he's the one leading. Or I say, "Jesus, I come with you," because he's dwelling within us. He's already here. Well, Jesus come to us, it is an eschatological cry where we want the visible eschatological return of the resurrected Christ, the Christ that has been received in the clouds until the fullness of time, until the restoration of all things before he's released back to us. That's Jesus come to us. Jesus come for us is also eschatological, but it can be progression from now in forms of revival, habitation of the Spirit of God, in terms of his visitation of glory when we pray and Holy Spirit fall upon. And it's just like Holy Spirit is living within us. Why are we praying for Holy Spirit to be poured out again? Yeah, Holy Spirit live within us in an indwelling relationship with the Father. But at the same time, we're praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon multitude in the region for great salvation. So I don't think it's either or. I think it's the variety of way that we're longing for Jesus to come. It's like Jesus was, he came already. And Jesus is, he's with us. And Jesus who is to come, he's coming. Mm-hmm. So all three dimensions of Jesus is true. Mm-hmm. So in this sense, Jesus is truly desiring a bride that understand and long for his unbroken communion and His presence where He will never depart from them again. Even though right now the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Christ dwell within us, and Jesus promised He will never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus is not going to ever leave us, even from now. But are we satisfied with this measure of revelation of Jesus now and our ability to sense His presence now? No, I would say no. I want more of Jesus. Even though He's already within me, I want Him inside, outside, upon me, with me, everywhere. I mean, and even His throne, the New Jerusalem, every ounce of beauty that He has promised to come forth. And I want to interact with Him.
Brother Daniel, and something you touch on in your devotional is that, and I'm going to propose it this way, we can even pray for the church and the bride to realize that we're supposed to say, come. Because right now when we look across the global church in the earth, because we have a pretty global church, not in every nation, tongue, and tribe, but we're close, there's, in a lot of places, there is an urgency for the return of the Lord, but not everywhere. And our heart aches for the global bride of Christ to be unified in their hunger for Him being near.
Like you say, when you see the church being disarray and disunited and not mature, not bearing the fruits, we say, come, Lord Jesus. So that means that Jesus, come and help us. Come and fill us. Come and manifest Your glory. Come and equip us. When we see victims of injustice in human trafficking, we say, come, Lord Jesus, come and deliver them. Come and go with us if You move us to do the work of compassion to set some of them free. When we see little children being sold into sexual exploitation, we say, come, Lord Jesus, and Lord, deliver this one and work with us and work with the people that's involved in this to deliver them. When we see that people are not taking care of the environment and polluting the thing irresponsibly, not using what God has given us, we say, come, Lord Jesus, help us, give us wisdom to steward the beautiful world that You created before the fall, that the Edenic reality, and say, Lord, give us wisdom, give us the technology, give us stewardship to be able to manage the world that you put us here in a way that glorify You. When we see family members in a quarrelsome relationship, we say, come, Lord Jesus, we need a peace, Your shalom in the family. So, but ultimately we say, come, because we want to live with You in the New Jerusalem. We want Your throne. We want to be near where You are, just as You proclaim in John 17:24.
Amen. Well, we're thankful for our whole audience that has journeyed with us for the 140 plus descriptions of the beauty of Jesus. And we pray that this would be your heart response coming along with us in this journey, that it is, amen, even so, come, Lord Jesus. But Brother Daniel, as we take this last description of Jesus, His what it invokes in the heart of the bride, how do we pray it through the Jesus 360 prayer model?
Well, this is only the last description in the book of Revelation that we can identify. But I believe Jesus has so much more to reveal.
So much more.
And the reason why He's ending with come is because He wants to end the book with a assurance that He will have a bride that longs for Him, just like He longed for His bride. Mm-hmm. So, Lord Jesus, thank You for being with us all these months and years, day after day, week after week, as we reflect and meditate upon Your beauty in the book of Revelation. You have been with us. You are coming quickly. We're very sure of that. Surely You are coming quickly. You have made it known. You did not hide Your intention and Your motivation. Your zeal and Your passion for Your redeemed is so inextinguishable. You will remove everything that stands in the way of Your love. You will dispense speedy justice in response to the cry of Your people. And yet You are so patient. Your long-suffering prevail, cause Your mercy to prevail over judgment. Because You desire none to perish. Lord God Almighty, we pray there will be a great harvest of soul in our generation. And anoint me and my generation to finish this glorious work of the gospel.
Yes, Lord.
Let every nation hear Let every nation believe. Let every nation worship Jesus, our bridegroom, our King, and our Judge. Amen.
Amen. We want to thank you for joining us for this Jesus 360 podcast. We look forward to seeing you in the great rapture of the saints. And thank you for joining us for this journey through the names and descriptions of Jesus in the book of Revelation.
So, Blair, I would say the rapture is wonderful, but it's part of the marriage of the Lamb.
Amen.
We look forward to see you on that great day of the wedding of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You satisfy my soul, you satisfy my soul, you satisfy my soul with your love. You satisfy my soul, you satisfy.